This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues, brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. DOE says it can bring Hanford high-level waste to WIP. This week, the DOE recycled an old failed plan to bring high-level waste from its Hanford site to the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP, located east of Carlsbad, New Mexico. But such a plan will require changing federal laws, modifying the New Mexico Hazardous Waste Permit for WIP, conducting additional environmental reviews, and obtaining additional funds from Congress. WIP is restricted to defense-related transuranic waste from nuclear weapons work. Disposal of high-level waste is explicitly prohibited by federal laws and the state's WIP permit. In 2003, DOE made a similar proposal to ship high-level waste to WIP, but it was vigorously opposed by then-New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson. At an October 28, 2003 press conference, Richardson said, quote, "I want to make my position clear. I will not allow high-level waste in New Mexico, no matter what new name DOE comes up with to characterize it. As Congressman and Secretary of Energy, the safety of New Mexicans was my top concern. As governor, it remains my top priority," end quote. Richardson also recognized that, quote, "The DOE is a vital part of this state's economy and culture. We appreciate the work that the department's employees in Los Alamos, Albuquerque, and Carlsbad do every day. But we need to make sure that decisions that are being made at DOE's highest policy levels reflect what is best for New Mexico," end quote. The position of Governor Susana Martinez with respect to expanding WIP's mission to include disposal of high-level waste is unknown. New Mexico Senators Domenici and Bingaman opposed bringing high-level waste to WIP. Recently, DOE revealed that six more of the large tanks at Hanford that hold millions of gallons of liquid high-level waste are leaking. The Hanford site, located in southeastern Washington state, is surrounded on three sides by the Columbia River. Leaking tanks are a threat to the river and groundwater. DOE stated in its press release that the proposal, quote, "which may cover up to approximately 3.1 million gallons of tank waste contained in up to 20 tanks," end quote, will provide DOE with, quote, "an option to deal with recent information about possible tank leaks and to expedite the overall tank waste retrieval effort at the Hanford site in southeastern Washington state," end quote. Don Hancock of Southwest Research and Information Center, based in Albuquerque, said, quote, "Bringing Hanford tank high-level waste to WIP is illegal and will be strongly opposed by many New Mexicans. Moreover, it does not solve the significant problems caused by Hanford's leaking tanks because several of the 20 tanks are apparently not leaking, and the huge majority of the more than 60 assumed leaking tanks are not included in the DOE proposal," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. To support the work of CCNS, please make your tax-deductible contribution at nuclearactive.org.